Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Hello and welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number four, brought to you by DraftKings. Hey, football fans, who's ready to score some free bets? Now you can when you bet on any NFL game this week with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. New customers who bet just $1 on either team to score can win $100 in free bets. When a team scores, you score. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code KSN, bet just $1 on either team to score, and you win $100 in free bets. It's that easy. That's code KSN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. You must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. This is quarter number four in the Keystone Kickoff Show. That means we have Andrew P. Shea back in the house. It means also that we have to announce our winner from the Ask Ross segment. And that winner is Stan from Franklin, Tennessee. And of course, Andrew, Stan had a food question.
Of course. So, food offensive line. Get yourself, hint, know your hint. Audience.
Exactly. And just I'll share the question with you.
Okay.
Stan wanted to know from Ross, what was his favorite side dish for Thanksgiving? I will ask you that of you, Andrew P. Favorite side dish, Thanksgiving.
That's easy. It's the mashed potatoes with gravy because you eat them with everything else on the plate. Like every bite on the plate pretty much that you eat, everything gets mashed potatoes with it.
All right, that's a good answer. Last question, Thanksgiving themed. Do you call it filling or stuffing?
Stuffing.
Okay.
Stuffing.
All right, Andrew. Let's get to football. Last weekend, as we know, very frustrating game against Michigan, a very winnable game. Penn State found a way to lose it, and we've been talking about it all week, you know, the 100 different ways that they lost that game. Now they've got Rutgers, and under normal circumstances, this team is 6-4. I think, as a fan, the loss to Michigan, which took away their opportunity to finish the season 9-3, at which point you could, you know, you may need to squint a little bit to see it, but you could still call it a successful year. Once they got that fourth loss, I cannot paint this as a successful season, even if they win this last two. The question I have is, what about the motivation of this team going in to play Rutgers' last home game of the season?
Yeah, I don't worry about players and motivation. I mean, I really don't. I still think they're not a 2-8 team. They're not a 3-7 team. They're a 6-4 team. They have won games. They know how to win. They also know how to lose a game. You're right about that. I would argue this one was more Michigan winning it in some respects than Penn State losing it, only because Michigan became the first offense all year, all season, to score 3 touchdowns against the Penn State defense. That's a pretty good accomplishment. You did that, but still, you give up 21 points, you should win the darn football game. Your defense gives up 21 points, you should win the game. So I don't think motivation is a problem. It's senior day, but I don't think there'll be as much juice in the building, but I still think that they will perform. I still think this defense is going to play really well. That is the expectation. If this defense doesn't play well, it would be jaw-dropping, because for 10 games, you basically could say, I don't think this defense has had many bad moments. So I don't see motivation as a problem. I really don't, Jimmy.
Using James Franklin's terminology, I think this is a really, really good Penn State defense. They are not elite, though, because would elite teams give up those game-winning scores with the lead in fourth quarter, as right, they've done in 3 of these 4 losses? But with that said, I just, looking at Rutgers, Andrew, I don't see a team capable of explosive plays on offense.
No.
I don't see tremendous athletes on defense. I believe it's going to be the case where Penn State will outspeed them, out-athlete them, and even if they struggle out of the gate a couple three and outs, the Penn State defense isn't going to give up much, and in the long run, this will be Penn State fairly comfortable later on. Tell me about Rutgers. What do we know about them?
So, first of all, what you need to know is they're chasing, in these last two games, they played Penn State and Maryland. They're chasing a bowl bid, right? They're chasing to become bowl eligible. So they have some dog in the fight. Yes, they have some limitations. Their offense relies heavily on a run game. They're basically kind of the same Penn State without much explosiveness, except they can actually run the football. Penn State is more explosive. Rutgers, you know, they kind of grind it out. You know, Isaiah Pacheco is a good back. He had 100 yards against Michigan early in the season. He's solid. I worry about Penn State in this game because I swear to gosh, Jimmy, I think the coaching staff, and it starts with James Franklin, I think they're going to drag this 50-pound boat anchor of a run game. They're going to drag this into the Rutgers game kicking and screaming, and they're going to try and use it. I swear to gosh. I don't know what you think, but I just have that feeling that they feel that they have to prove something by running the football. And I just think they're going to try and bring this boat anchor along. I mean, other than, you know, the Wisconsin game, the Rutgers defense has been respectable, right? Like, it's not giving up a ton of yards. It gives up some points, and I take the Wisconsin game out where they got beat 52-3. I think 6 of their 10 opponents have failed to reach 300 yards of total offense. So what I'm saying is, against mediocre offenses, pretty much across the board, Rutgers defense is not bad. And what is Penn State? They're a mediocre offense, aren't they, Jimmy? They're a very mediocre offense. So there is a decent matchup when it's Rutgers defense against Penn State offense, and that's going to be a lot about where the rubber meets the road for me on this game. But you're right. Speed, explosiveness, athleticism, they all fall on Penn State's side of the ball. You know, better prospects in a lot of spots. And their defense has performed at another level than Rutgers' defense against quality opponents.
You brought up a good point where, you know, have we reached a point after 10 games that we know who Penn State is? The running game is not going to magically start performing.
Correct.
But will James Franklin and staff want to try to prove a point? Remember back at the Illinois game where I think 7 or 8 out of the first 9 plays for scrimmage were running plays.
They were.
Because we want to prove we can do it.
Right. It's the boat anchor that they're dragging along. Yeah, dude.
It didn't work. If you have the advantage at wide receiver, if it's, you know, that's the way you're going to beat Rutgers, come right out firing and do that and win the game.
So here's another thing about this game, Jimmy, that I want to bring up. And when we're watching games, and we text back and forth when we're watching games, I'm like, just throw the ball. Just keep throwing it. But what they're asking of Sean Clifford on a week-to-week basis, it's a lot. Like, he's getting the snot beat out of him. He is dragging every ounce that he has out of him to keep this football team in games, right? He's been doing it a lot of this season. He's been doing it a lot more lately, you know. And I just think it would be nice for Penn State's offense if you didn't have to fight, scratch, and claw and drag 120% of the 100% Clifford has to give out of him to be in a game or produce a result in a game. In other words, and it's not a magic wand where you say, well, you just run the ball and it fixes it. I mean, like, keep him clean, not make him get beat up, not make him scramble, not make him, you know, have to make really hard throws. Can this offense function and not make it a tractor pull for their quarterback. I think there's an opportunity against this defense to do it, but it's been a long time since it wasn't hard for Penn State to create offense. And a lot of the burden falls on Clifford, even in the Maryland game. And he got the snot beat out of him against Michigan, and he was out there firing away. So that is one thing that I think is important in this game for Penn State is can they not have to, you know, drag 120% out of their quarterback to get some offense.
If we know what's going on, running game struggling, offensive line struggling, have you seen the Penn State offense do things to counteract their weakness? I'll give the most obvious one. If the other team is rushing well, their defensive rush, or they're blitzing, you can counteract that with screen passes, okay? So there's ways to counteract your weaknesses. Have you seen that from the Penn State offense?
I have. They do like to, they'll throw to the running backs. They leave options in the flats occasionally for Clifford and the running backs. Wide receiver screens are other ways that they do that. But the inherent problem is the protection is so inconsistent and borderline poor at times that it doesn't matter what they're trying. It becomes chaos probably 3 out of every 5 plays, right? Like, it sort of becomes, you know, it just looks like football chaos of what they're trying to accomplish because it's breaking down pretty quick and fairly consistently. So it makes it hard, and that's why it's hard on the quarterback because it breaks down quickly, and it's breaking down quickly fairly consistently.
Okay, we've got time enough for your prediction and bold prediction, but let's point out a week ago, Andrew, I believe you had it, what, 20-17? And the game turned out to be 21-17?
Michigan,
very
yeah.
Good. Let's hear what you got for this game.
So the record says they're a mediocre Penn State team. That's what they are, right? But I also think they're a on the field, they're a good football team. They beat Wisconsin. They played Ohio State and Michigan pretty tough. Two words there, James Franklin. But and they're more talented than Rutgers in many, many, many spots. So I'm going to go Penn State 30, Rutgers 10. My bold prediction is, I swear they're going to drag the boat anchor. Penn State runs the ball more times than it throws the ball.
I'm not sure they're going to cover. That's a big number. I'm going to call it 28-13 Penn State. Win fairly comfortably, but I don't think they're going to cover the spread. Andrew, that is it for the show. Thank you all for listening, and be sure to join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
Who's ready to score some free bets? You can when you bet on any NFL game this week with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. New customers who bet just $1 on either team to score can win $100 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.